Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, but I understand the fans in us, it's hard to separate it from all the negative things that are happening, right?
Yeah,
it's
but if I came on here, all right?
I'm saying both.
No, I'm just saying.
Two things could be
equally
true.
On here, losing Bosa doesn't mean a thing.
No one said that.
No, but it, to act like it doesn't, you know, diminish their chances.
Sucks.
No. You would sound like a Homer moron.
But I haven't said
anything. Payroll? You don't shed payroll and lose Brandon Ayuk for a good chunk of the year, all right? And reset. You have to reset with a bunch of rookies and think that you are, hey, we're as good as we were 2 years ago. No, that's, to me, that's completely delusional and unrealistic. I think most people realize it's not necessarily like a reboot, but like they definitely were resetting their deck of cards, both financially and draft pick wise, so that they could go on another run. This is not the team that they want to compete with for a Super Bowl. That's probably a couple years away.
Were the 2022 Golden State Warriors, did you go into that season thinking
they had a top five player of all time?
Oh,
so that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Answer the question. Did you think they don't win? No. You don't want to because you know.
What are you talking about?
They weren't a championship team. People weren't saying that was a championship team heading into the season. Were you?
It's like saying when you have Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson, every year's your year. That's when you have Steph Curry in a five-man sport in basketball. It's just different. The algorithm is different. It just is. And if you don't think so, then I think that that's not being very realistic. You can't be serious.
Okay, fine. Not the Warriors. I guess you thought the Warriors were winning a title.
No, not that they were winning a title, but when you have a top five player ever in the sport, that does change. Like year to year, that just changes everything.
Sure. What about the 2016 Philadelphia Eagles? What about them?
Look at that roster. Look at that roster. Look how many all pro players they had in their prime. Go back and look at that roster. Like, look.
They had a backup quarterback in Nick Foles that looked god awful on like Christmas evening. Playing the Raiders at the time, I remember saying, there is no way in hell they lost their MVP quarterback, Carson Wentz,
that season.
They had
two Hall of Fame linemen on one side of the ball.
They lost their MVP quarterback.
Again, two Hall of Fame linemen on one side of the ball, Kelsey and Lane Johnson. So I think you're underrating that roster just in general. Like the Niners aren't that team anymore. They've got a bunch of expensive, high-paid players who are long in the tooth, Fred Warner, George Kittle, all-time players who are a little older. Right, and then they've got a bunch of young guys, bunch of random young guys.
Fred Warner's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Trent Williams is going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Trent's maybe on his last year.
He might be. Christian McCaffrey, he's borderline
Christian
Hall of Famer.
Played four games last year. So, yes, his resume speaks to being a Hall of Famer. It's a big unknown.
And you're going to get George Kittle back, who is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but missing going on IR is not great at his age.
In the 2016 Eagles had one All-Pro on that team. One.
Read the roster. No. You've got to be trolling. I don't think you know sports if you don't think that Eagle team was good.
The producer in the back is getting my ear and said there was one All-Pro there. You get mad at Carter if you want.
About a team of players that have Pro Bowls on their resume, okay? Like the Niners right now, on their defense right now, there's one guy with a Pro Bowl. A Pro Bowl. One guy who's healthy this weekend. His name is Fred Warner. There's not another guy. There's not another guy who's suiting up for them. I love Diamon Lenore. He's not there yet. He's not. He's just not, right? Then I look at their offensive side of the ball. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey was a Pro Bowler. He played four games last year. I don't know, are they playing a backup quarterback this weekend? We'll see. Trent Williams has been a Pro Bowler. Who else? Like, again, you have to be realistic, guys. Like, let's look at the team that they have. Let's look at their resume, and let's look at their NFL status.
Let's go to the calls. People have been waiting very patiently, wanted to chime in on this conversation. 888-957-9570. Let's start off with Scotty Doan in Fairfield.
Yo, it's Scotty Do. What's happening, my guys? Happy Thursday. Shasky, you're killing me, man. I need you to eat a Snickers bar. It's not working out for me this morning. I don't like the energy. We should be celebrating. We are 3-0. The biggest difference that I see in this year's team from previous year's team is we're actually winning as a team. We're not going down in the fourth quarter like we did last year and previous years where I'm like, great, here comes the fourth quarter. We're just going to give everything away. We are finding ways to win games. Shoot, we kicked a field goal to win a game. Get excited. Yes, next man up is a great theory. Yes, Bosa getting hurt sucks. But we are finding ways to win teams. And that's what teams are going to be scared about. Not that we're some juggernaut beating teams by 40 points, but they're going to be worried about, great, we're playing the Niners, who always are finding ways to come out there to scrap around to win games. Our defense looks fantastic. Thank you, Salah, for coming back. You are what we needed. The energy on the field is great. We're out there winning games with backups. We don't even have half our team on the squad. We get DeMarcus Robinson this week. Don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm excited about it. Stretch the field. Let's go. It's the beginning of the season. Last time I checked, Pro Bowl voting doesn't happen till the end of the year. I don't care who's a Pro Bowl, because if they make them Pro Bowl this year, you shouldn't be talked about. All these guys that are saying, oh, we shouldn't be 3-0, that's just because they love to hate on the Niners. Look at the Giants. They won two Super Bowls. Nobody was scared of the Giants both those years they won Super Bowls. All right, guys, I'm out. Have a good Thursday.
Thanks, Scott. Scott in Fairfield.
I don't see how I'm saying that the season's over and they suck and they're not that good. I'm just saying, like, dude, I'm super excited, but I'm also tempering my expectations. I don't see how that's an egregious, you know, thought process.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Are you super excited about this? I don't know.
I've been a sports fan for 42 years of my life, and I know how the season goes. You know what the Giants record was after a month?
The San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, do you know what it was?
That I haven't sniffed the playoffs in one appearance last decade?
What was it? They were almost 10 games over 500. What was the Warrior record after a month? They're almost 10 games over 500. So the Niners being 3-0, 3 weeks into the season, it's great. It's awesome. But I also know it's a hella long season.
It is.
This isn't my first rodeo, all right? So, yeah. And as the only season ticket holder here who's emotionally and financially invested in this team, for Christ's sake, maybe you should listen to what I'm saying.
I am listening to what you're saying.
I mean, Jesus.
You just don't sound very happy about the team being 3-0. I'm excited about it.
I have told you how this team psychologically has done a number on me. Okay. The trauma that this team has given me over the years, you guys, I'd rather be the White Sox. In some realm, I would rather be the Arizona Cardinals because of the amount of times I've had my heart ripped out of my chest at the end of the year. All right? Don't talk to me about what it's like losing in horrific fashion. Not just getting blown out. Like, the Commanders got blown out in the NFC Championship. The Niners have had leads in, we've been in seven NFC Championship games, and three of those we went on the Super Bowl. Six of them. The only one we didn't was the game Brock Purdy got hurt in the first drive. Six of them, we had leads or the ball in our hand in the fourth quarter to win the game late. So don't tell me about trauma from a fan base. I've lived it. I've lived it. I'm allowed to be thrilled we're 3-0 and also have the perspective to know, yeah, losing Nick Bosa probably puts a ceiling on where this thing's going this year.
Maybe.
That's reasonable.
Maybe. They might make a big trade and might work out, and who knows? Like, I again, it's too early to tell the lingering effects of all this. Are you a better team with Nick Bosa? Absolutely, you're a way better team with one of the best defensive players in the NFL. I'm not sugarcoating that at all. It sucks, and this is going to be a major test this Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And if you go, if you win this game, you're 4-0, and that gives you a hell of a lot of
breathing. Let's play the other side of this, Joe.
What's the other side?
Dude, we're 3-0. Look out, Philadelphia. Oh, my God. Dude, you see Jake Brendel? Start voting for him for the Pro Bowl. Did you see him? Yep. Hey, how about Renardo Green? I dare teams to test him. Jason Pinnock.
How about Upton Stout with a hell of a play to win the game?
No doubt. Oh, he's amazing. All-rookie team, Joe. All-rookie team. CMC, comeback player of the year. Forget Danny Dimes. It's CMC. Comeback player of the year.
Why not?
We have no holes. Have you seen our special teams? We hit the field goal to win the game. Can you believe that?
Better than last year.
Like, come on, guys. Like, that's what it would sound like if I came on and didn't have a little bit of, like, reasonable points of view.
No, it's okay to say that the Niners are 3-0 and one of the six remaining undefeated teams in the NFL. And for a team that's actually, you know, been to a couple Super Bowls, I do think there is something to be said about that. The Indianapolis Colts, for me, that's a little more fugazi. Daniel Jones, I feel like I know more about him as a quarterback in the NFL. Not to say he can't be a reclamation project and do, you know, what Sam Darnold did last year. He might absolutely, that might be their season this year. And that's great. That's awesome. But I've seen Kyle Shanahan get to not one but two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And now he's winning with Mac Jones as a backup. And Mac Jones looked pretty freaking good. If he goes again this week, I have confidence that they can win this game with Mac Jones. I hope it's going to be Brock Purdy, and we'll see. He was limited in practice yesterday, so was Mac. We shall see, and we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan as he spoke to the media yesterday. Actually, we're going to do that right now. As you're listening, 95% of the game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, talking about morale of the fan base right now. I do think it's all over the place, as you're alluding to. There's ups, there's downs.
We've been through trauma.
I understand. Kyle Shanahan talked and spoke about it yesterday on the morale of the team with all these injuries, specifically with Nick Bosa.
Kind of how we've tried to set the tone since we got here in OTAs. Guys haven't been thinking about expectations, good or bad. Guys haven't been thinking about playoffs, Super Bowl, anything like that. They've just been taking it one day at a time and enjoying football and going as hard as they can. And it's been that way since OTAs. It's been that way through training camp, and it's been that way through 3 weeks. So injuries shouldn't affect your mindset on that stuff.
You scoffing. What was so funny? Injuries shouldn't affect your mindset.
Yeah, but you can only coach up so much. I mean, you still need to have Jimmy's and Joe's. I mean, it's just the reality. Like, no one would discuss. It's just facts. Like if for example, if Aiden Hutchinson last year went down for Detroit, they went 15-2. But we all like, yeah, they're done. Like, it's literally what everyone said. And yet, Niner fans can't like take the same perspective of how other fans are viewing us. They're like, yeah, that's cool. We'll see what you're like in December. I mean, that's the reality of sports now. You can't just have 3 weeks and be a champion unless you have championship pedigree.
I mean, the Lions didn't have Fred Warner, DeAndre Lenore. They would kill for both those players on that team last year. They don't.
All right.
I think we are underselling Robert Saleh in this scenario and his ability to mix and match,
sure,
to scheme, to do all of it. Mykal Williams stepping up. He's going to have to step up even more, right? The Alfred Collins, CJ West, DeGrosse Matos, all these guys on the line, the Davises, Jordan Elliott's, everyone is going to have to step up to some degree. And I get it. They may not be able to do that. And that's, you know, Trent Williams said after the game, you know, you don't just next man up a guy like Nick Bosa. You don't. It takes 4 to 5 guys that I just referenced right there, each having to step up in some sort of fashion. I didn't even mention the guy that's going to be the guy moving forward on that edge. It's going to be Bryce Huff. And I heard Kyle Shanahan talk about it yesterday, that he's already taken somewhat of a leadership role in this first year, which is actually kind of crazy. This guy they just brought over, flamed out with the Eagles, got paid, obviously had a cup of coffee with the Jets and was great with Robert Saleh when he was the head coach over there. But Bryce Huff is kind of going to have to be that guy going forward to get some stops when that defense needs it. And obviously Fred Warner, this is what Fred Warner does. He's going to have to be the leader he's been through ever since he's been in the NFL, quite frankly. D Winners, can continue to do what he's doing. DeAndre Lenore, Upton Stout. Yes, can Pinnock and Renardo Green, can some of these other guys step up even more? They need to. Absolutely. And this is going to be a big test this week. By the way, I was looking, as you look at the opponents, the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence and all that, 32% of the incomplete passes that Trevor Lawrence has thrown has been due to dropped balls. 32%. It's pretty incredible. Like, that is insane work. And they're 2-1 right now. They probably feel like they should easily be 3-0. So it is just funny how we view these things. And I hear you when you talk about the trauma that you've had. I hear it in your voice. I see it in your face. You don't want to get hurt again. You don't want to fully jump in on this season right now.
And that's not it. No, it's not. We lost one of the best players to ever wear a Niner uniform in terms of like what he could be, Nick Bosa. So yeah, I'm a little damaged this week. Like, yeah, when Clay Thompson was out, we mourned him for a season and a half. Did we not? Wait one second. When Clay Thompson was out, how long did we talk about Clay Thompson's absence?
Oh, for a lot. Well, it was not only that, he got hurt again. It was like that was the double whammy right now. What was that? The day of the draft when they drafted Wiseman, he got hurt as Achilles.
And look, people are going to say the year before they won the title that wasn't a fun year. Because why? Because the fan base had been so high for so long that, all right, getting into the play-in game, like we were used to big stakes, okay? And then that click down just a couple years later to the play-in game, I had fun. But I didn't think they were a contender at any point that year. I enjoyed where they were going. They were kind of up. They were kind of down. They had to fight down the stretch just to get in the playing game. Then they lost to the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies in back-to-back years. But I think most Warrior fans were like, yeah, there's a ceiling on the season. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy it game to game, week to week. It's just like, you know, like just because you start off, like what were the Warriors last year, 12-3?
Something like that, yeah.
Did you take them serious?
They were playing well. They're playing well.
Yeah, but did you catapult them all the way to championship status?
Not yet, but 3-0
in the equivalent of right now.
3-0 in the NFL is much different than the NBA, though. It just is.
There's 82 games.
When we compare Giants after a month and then the Niners after a month, I think it's way different to be 3-0 right now. The Niners.
I think they're pretty similar.
I completely disagree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.